Okay, so we are holding at the top of Nun Omerale, the three lines from the top, actually. So we started the discussion yesterday. Our Mishnah had said that you have two different opinions about the order of precedence of the Dalamis is based in. The Chachamim say first Skila, then Sreifa, then Herig, then Chet. So we're trying to figure out, where do we know that from? Where do we get that Skila is more severe than Sreifa, and Sreifa more than Herig, and so forth? So we mentioned that skila must be greater than strefa, because we see that skila is given to a megadif and an oved avodas chachamim, which are pretty serious, because parshat yadav v'ikir, because that involves directly going against the Eibishter himself.
Skila.
Yeah. Then we asked, what about strefa, though, was given to a bas koyin shezimsa, and she has the chumra in that not only she's harming, not only she's going against the Eibishter, but she's also harming her father by degrading him.
So what's more?
So that's what we asked. That's what we asked.
Then that was a zara.
That's what we're asking. So the answer is that a bas koyin is not always going to get srefa, only if she was an arusa. If she's an arusa, where had she not been a bas koyin, she would get skila. The chacham hold she still gets skila. Since she gets skila, that must be that. She has skila. Therefore, that must mean that skila is more serious. So that's where we're up to. Rashi points out, by the way, that the Gemara is doing a little bit of a circular argument over here. We're saying over here that where do we know that skila is more serious? Because it's given to an arusa, to a naira hamayrasa, who's a bas koyin, who as opposed to strefa. How do we know that she gets that, rather than how do we know she gets that? How do we know that it doesn't only apply, like Reb Shimon would say, only to that? How do we know it doesn't apply, like Reb Shimon would say, to an arusa as well? Because skila is more stringent, so it's kind of a circular argument. So Rashi says that you're right. The Gemara is not really the Gemara is just trying. The Gemara is just trying to kind of yisuri milsa. Rashi says, like, just to deflect the question. The real reason that the Chachamim say skila is more serious is because we see it's given to a megadif and an oved avodah zarah. The bas koyin thing is a side thing, kind of. Other Rishonim talk about.
To be, you have three arguments. You have the bas koyin is an adult gets skila.
If she's a naira amayrasa, that's the
not
question.
No, no, right.
If she's in the sewer, she definitely gets straight, but we know that.
Right.
The question was, though, how do we know that, what makes us say that skila is harsher than strefa? And the answer is, because according to the Chachamim, even a bas koyin sometimes is going to get skila. The thing is, where are they getting that from? According to the pasuk just says she gets strefa without specifying. The Chachamim get that because they're saying skila is harsher. So it's kind of a circular argument. So Rashi says, right, we're not really saying the reason why we say that skila is more serious is the fact that the arusa gets skila. Because, yeah, how do we know that itself? But from the fact that skila is more... The Gemara is just saying that over here in order to kind of to close off the argument. The real reason why the Chachamim hold that skila is more serious is because of the Megadif and the Oved Avodah Zarah business. The fact that Parshat Yadav V'Ikir. The Chachamim do not consider the fact Shekein Mechalela Tesavia, the fact that a bas koyin is degrading her father, they don't consider that a major argument. Fine, she gets strefa instead of chenek. That doesn't mean, though, that skila wouldn't be even more serious than that. Other Rishonim explain that the Ram quotes the Ramban as saying that the Chachamim actually learn it from a different pasuk, or Vas Ish Koyin, which we're going to learn later on in the sugya. So therefore, it's not a circular argument. The Gemara is not getting into that level of detail over here, but they have an independent way of learning that there will be a case where Vas Koyin does in fact get skila.
If you put aside the Arusa, how many people get skila? How many people get strefa?
We haven't gotten into that. We're going to get into that later on in our Masechta. Fine. Okay, the actual answer is 18. There's 18 avedas for which one gets skila, 10 for which one gets strefa, 2 hereg, 6 chen.
Wow. Skila
has the largest number of things, but that in and of itself doesn't make it the most stringent. But when we say that it's given to a megadif and an oved and an oved avodah zarah, which are major things, then that makes it the most stringent. Okay, let's continue the discussion. We're holding the third line of Nun Omerale. Skila chamur misayif. Next, let's say, okay, so we've established that according to the Chachamim, skila is harsher than strefa.
Right.
What about, how do we know skila is harsher than sayif? then Herek. Shekin nitna l'magadif ala ovid avodas kachavim. Because again, skila is given to a magadif and an ovid avodas zara. Umay chumra kidamara, and what's the chumra of those mitzvahs, of those averas, is like we said, because parshat yodeh be'ikr, because you're going directly against the Eivishter. You're directly cursing the Eivishter, or you're directly worshipping another power other than the Eivishter. Question is, on the contrary, though, shouldn't you argue that Hereg is the more stringent, that Hereg could be more stringent? Because we see that Hereg is the punishment for the people of the Irani Dachas. The Hereg is they chopped off their head. We'll see it in a couple of blocks.
One after the other.
Yeah. But then the question is, my chumra. It means that they executed one and the next one, etc. No, but you're asking how is Herek actually done?
Right.
We'll see in the Mishnah and Nun Beis. We'll get to that in a couple of days. Okay. So the question is, Sayif on the face of it should be the harsher one, because we see it given to the people of the Irani Dachat, Umay Chumra, and what Chumra do we have by them compared to a Megadif or an Ovid of Adazara? They themselves are Ovid of Adazara, Shekein Mamon and Obad. And not only that, now their money, their possessions are also destroyed. So therefore, maybe we should argue that the Anshe Irani Dachas have the most stringent punishment of all, and therefore that would mean Sayif is more stringent than Skila.
Because they have not only...
Which one is the worst, Avera? Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach? Which one is worse? The Madiach, the one who convinces the people to worship Avodah Zarah, or the Nidach, the one who goes along with it? Heavy and the Koyach HaMadiach. Obviously, the Madiach, the one who's Machti at the Rabbim, is worse. He's causing the other people to do the Avera. Ve'etanya, and we learn in a Blaise, Madichi or Anidachas the Skila. And we say that the Madichim themselves, unlike the people of the city themselves who get Hereg, the Madichim get Skila, the ones who convince them. And therefore, we see Skila obviously must be more than Sayif. Because, yes, it's true the people of the Irani Dachas have their property destroyed. On the other hand, the fact that we see the Madichim are given Skila, while the rest of the people who went along with them are given Hereg, shows that Skila is more stringent than Hereg.
Than Hereg,
yeah, that's what we're saying. Okay, next. So far we have it's more stringent than straight. First, more stringent than Hereg. And now we have to go through. We have to go down the list. Next, Skila Chamura Mechenek. How do we know that Skila is more stringent than Chenek? Shekei Nitin Magadif Ola Ovid Avodas Kechavim. Because again, Skila is given to the Magadif and the Ovid Avodas Kechavim. Umay Chumra, and what is the Chumra of those Averis? Each time we have to point out, on the other hand, you can have an argument to the contrary. Umay Chumra Kidamaran, what is the Chumra of Magadif and Ovid Avodas Kechavim? We just said, Parshat Yodah Be'ikar. The problem is, Adraba Chenek Chomer. Adraba, though, you should argue maybe that Chenek is the most stringent punishment. Because you see that Chenek is the punishment for somebody who hits his father or mother and wounds them, which we will learn later on in the Masechta. Umay Chumra, and you would argue what's the greater Chumra in that Avera. What's the greater Chumra in that Avera? What's so stringent? What's so terrible about that Avera compared to Megadif or Avera Dezara? You would argue that the pasuk compares the covered of your parents to the covered of the Eivishter. Kavod es avicha ve'etimecha and kavod es Hashem ve'honecha. Ish imei va'ovir tiro and es Hashem alekecha tiro. So therefore, you could argue. So Tosfos says that you're not going to maybe say that it's more stringent, but at least you should say maybe Skila and Chenek are on an equal level. Therefore, one is given to one who curses the Eivishter, and the other is given to somebody who hits their parents. Tosfos also points out. I mean, so you also have actually when it comes to cursing parents, the punishment for that is Skila. So in that sense, parents really are put on the same pedestal as the Eivishter, because cursing the Eivishter gets Skila, and cursing your parents also gets Skila. On the other hand, when it comes to hitting, we see that there's a difference. We see that hitting, when it comes to parents, it's got chenek, but that's what we're asking. Maybe then chenek is more stringent than skila on that basis. One thing is, before I should point out, practically speaking, I mean, it's possible to curse the Eivishter, Chassar Shalom. It's possible to curse one's parents. It's possible to hit one's parents, but it's not possible to hit the Eivishter. Therefore, we can't. So that's why the Gemara wants to draw a comparison between cursing the Eivishter and hitting parents, both of which are things that you're capable of doing. Anyway, so the answer is, Nida Afki Rachmanala, Rusa Batisro, Miklana Sura Batisro, given that we see, on the other hand, though, that the Torah takes an Arusa, a Naira Hamerosa, a Batisro, and makes her an exception to the usual rule that would apply to a Nesua who is Mizaneh, that she goes, like Miklal Nasur Bat Yisrael, that she goes Mechenek L'Skila, that she goes from Mechenek to Skila, Shema Min Skila Chamura. Obviously, on that basis, we must say that Skila, like this, if she had been in a sewer, she would have gotten Chenek, because right. She's a Naira Hamara. So we upgrade her. So obviously it must be an upgrade. You can't say you downgrade her to a more lenient punishment because she's a Naira HaMarotah. That's not logical. The logical thing is that as a Naira HaMarotah, she's more stringently punished. So therefore, obviously, then...
But she gets Skila.
That's the point. No, the very logic dictates that... Logic dictates that the Naira HaMarotah must get a more stringent punishment than a Nesua, who's Mizaneh. Because a Naira HaMarotah, she's not even married to her husband yet. She's already been Mizaneh. Yeah, so there's
she's not married. Why is it more stringent?
Because
I would say, Nesua, she is married. Why should it be more lenient?
She's already, but Naira Marotha is already Mishkodeshes. She's just as.
No,
fine. So therefore, not only is she Osir, but it's like, Mela, it's almost like you could say, if she's in Nesua already, okay, fine. She got bored with her husband or whatever. If she's a Naira Marotha, where was she doing being Mizana? Obviously, that requires a more stringent punishment. And if you're saying that. And if you're saying that instead, And if you're going to say that instead of chenek she gets skila, obviously skila therefore must be more stringent. And therefore, yeah, so that proves it.
She's much younger.
Doesn't matter. And besides, the nesua can also be the same age. Okay. Fine. So therefore we have now that skila. We've now covered that skila is more stringent than any of the others. It's stronger than Strefa, stronger than Hereg, and stronger than Chenek. Now, what about Strefa? Chamura
Mitzah. The logic of each one is she's not even married, and she's doing...
And she's already doing the Tavera, and therefore, yeah. Next. Strefa, Chamura Mitzah. How do we know that Strefa is stronger, is more stringent than Hereg, than Sayef? Shekein Nitzam Bas Koyen Shezinsa, because we see that Strefa is the punishment for a Bas Koyen who's Mizaneh. And what's the seriousness of that avera? What's the special seriousness of that avera? Like we said before, that she degrades her father, that she makes it that her father. But more so by a bas koyin, because her father is supposed to be kodesh. Her father is supposed to be a dehoy ben amench. No, he is, but it's a different level of kedusha. So the pasuk says by a bas koyin, it's a avia imachalos. She's degrading her father, and as we will learn later on in the Gemara, as we will learn in a couple of days, it means that actually that it means he loses a certain status among the Jewish people. He up till now noyag in bekodesh. She's supposed to treat him with a certain extra kedusha because of bekidashtoy. But now because his daughter acted this way, you don't. So therefore, so in that sense, that's the seriousness of that avera. Fine, but the point is that he still loses a certain status as a kohen. So therefore, so that's the stringency of what she did. Therefore, she gets a harsher punishment. Again, you can argue adrav sayif chomer shekin nitn amtir ani yachas. On the other hand, though, couldn't you argue that sayif is the more stringent one because given to the amtir ani yachas or my chomer shekin mamon and ovar? And you see, they have the extra chomer that their property is destroyed as well. So maybe argue, in other words, that sayif ranks above strefa. So the answer is no. We're going to say not based on logic this time, but rather we're going to say based on a gzeira shava. Nemer avia b'skila v'nemer avia b'strefa. You have the two cases where a woman is mizana, where one of them she gets skila and one of them she gets strefa. Namely, you have the naira amarosa and you have the bas koyin. By both of them, the Torah uses the word avia. By the naira amarosa, there's the expression liznois beis avia, that she was mizana while she's still in her father's house. By the bas koyin, it's avia hi mechalela, she's degrading her father. Therefore, we make a zera shava between those two avias. Ma avia ha'omer b'skila skila chamura misayif. Just like when it comes to the naira hamayrosa who gets skila, and it says over there avia, the word avia there teaches us that the skila that she gets ranks above sayif. Ah, avia, because we said skila is, we said before why skila ranks higher than sayif. Because skila is given to the madicha irani dachas as opposed to the people of the irani dachas themselves get sayif. So also, when it says that strefa, when it says the word avia, the Torah wants to teach us that the word that strefa is also ranks higher than sayif. It's true. You wouldn't know it by a logical thing, because you could argue on the one hand you have bas koyin, on the other hand you have anshir nidachas. But because of that gzeira shava, we're forced to say that that's what it means. That strefa ranks above sayif. That's the point of the comparison using the word avia between skila and strefa. They both rank higher than sayif. And by the way, Rav Shimon agreed to that also. He puts strefa ahead of skila, but he holds both of them are ahead of sayif. Okay.
Now, when we say more stringent, means they are very.
Means we're both. That's what we're saying. We're trying to figure out on the basis of how bad the avera is, how terrible was the thing the person did, is the basis of what the punishment is. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Okay. Next, sreifa chamura mechenek. How do we know that sreifa ranks above chenek? Shekein nitzna l'bas koyin shezimsa. Again, because sreifa is given to a bas koyin who's mezana. Umay chumra kedamora, and what is the chumra of a bas koyin? As we just said, shekein mechalelos tzaviyah, because she degrades her father. The question is, adrav chenek chomer. On the other hand, though, shouldn't we argue that maybe chenek is more stringent? Shekein nitzna l'makir over v'ima, because we see that chenek is a punishment for somebody who hits his father or mother. My chumra, and what is the chumra in that? Shekin hukash kvoid l'makvoid amokim, because as we said before, there's a hekesh between the honor of your parents and honor of the Eivishter. So maybe therefore chenek should rank above sreifa. We should say the terribleness of the avera of hitting your parents maybe is greater than the terribleness of the bas koyin causing her father's kavod to be degraded by being mezana. No, you can't say that. Because since we see the Torah makes a bas koyin be an exception, who's a nesua, who's already a fully married woman, and we make her an exception from the regular case of a nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa, where usually a bas yisrael would get chenek, and the bas koyin is upgraded to sreifa, is moved over to sreifa, shema min sreifa chamura. Obviously, sreifa must be the more stringent one, because otherwise it would be downgrading her. You're not going to say, because she's a bas koyin, there's no logic that you're going to be downgrading her punishment. You must be upgrading it. And therefore, sreifa must be harsher than chenek. Next, the last one we need to figure, sayif chomer mechenek. How do we know that sayif, that hereg, is stronger than chenek? Shekein nitin l'anshe erni dachas, because the punishment for the anshe erni dachas, or my chumra, and what is the chumra? Shekein mamon and avad, because, as we've been saying, their property is destroyed also, so we see that they're treated very harshly, so therefore it's logical to say that their actual punishment, the sayif, is also a harsher punishment. The problem with that is adrava chenek chomer, shekein nitin l'maka avar v'imay. Adrava, though, shouldn't you argue that chenek is more stringent because given as a punishment to a parent? Or my chomer shekein hoka shkola, and the chomer is the chomer of the avera in that connection again is because the honor of your parents is compared to the honor of the edishter. So therefore, you should argue maybe that was a worse avera. No, afilo hoki poshet yada be'ikar adif. Nevertheless, though, we're still going to say that an avera that involved directly going against Hashem himself, namely Avodah Zarah or Megadif, Avodah Zarah, we're talking about Avodah Anshu and Idachas, is the more stringent one. Yes, fine, there's a hekesh between... It's a svara, fine. There's a hekesh between the covered of parents and covered of the Eivishter, but Poshet Yad Be'ikar still have to rank above...
I'll be sorry. The text tells us that.
Yes, but that's what we're going to figure on the basis of the fact that we see that the Torah prescribes Sayyid for the Anshu and Idachas, and on the other hand, it prescribes Chenek for the Makal of the Imrei. It must be that the Anshu and Idachas have done a worse avera. It is logical to say that they've done a worse avera because Poshet Yad Be'ikar.
And then we had reasons to believe that Saif was less.
We argued that maybe not, because maybe Hukash Kvoid and Makvoid Amakim, but still.
And Saif is more than Sreifa.
But in the end, Saif, Hereg, is more. No. We said it can't be more than Sreifa on the basis of the Gzeira Shabbat that we grew up.
Right.
So therefore, so now we've
cut. If we're using the Svara, we seem to be taking away the Gzeira Shabbat.
No, the Gzeira Shabbat is still Gzeira Shabbat. It tells us about the respective positions of Sreifa and Saif. Now we're using for the respective positions of Sayyid and Chenek. So they were different things. So now we've gone through all the ten possibilities, six possibilities rather. There's Skila being stronger than each of the other ones, Sreifa being stronger than Hereg and Chenek, Hereg being stronger than Chenek. We've covered all our bases, and that's Sayyid is another word for Hereg. So now according to the Chachamim, now we know our order. Now let's start working it out according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon on the Chola, we said in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon switches around Skila and Sreifa, and he switches around Hereg and Chenek. So let's run through the same six possibilities. Sreifa chamura miskila shekein nitin l'bas koyin shezimsa. Rav Shimon is going to say that Sreifa is harsher than Skila because we see that's given as a punishment for a bas koyin who's mezana. Umay chumra shekein mechalal tzaviyah. The chumra in what she did is that she degrades her father. So the question is, adrava skila chamura. Adrava, shouldn't you argue that skila is the more stringent one? Shekein nitna l'megadif ol ovid avodas chavim. Because after all, it's skila is the punishment for megadif and ovid avodas zara. Or my chumra shekein poshet yad beikar. And after all, they went directly against the Eivishter, which was the argument of a common use. which is the argument the Chachamim used. Right. The writers of Shimon disagree with that.
And he says the Bas Kohen
the Bas Kohen is worse. The answer is Rav Shimon L'taimei, because Rav Shimon...
Well, that seems to be destroying the Sora that we had just now.
I don't understand.
But the Gadef and Avedazar was...
That was according to the Chachamim. Now we're working out according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is going to say that what the Bas Kohen did is worse than the Megadef and the Avedazar.
Right.
And the answer is Rav Shimon L'taimei. The answer is Rav Shimon is going according to his own Svara, Da'ama Achas Arusa, Va'achas Nesua Yotza L'Streifa. Because Rav Shimon says that actually, not like, we learned at the top of the Amud, which we learned at the we learned according to the Chachamim, a Nesua has a different punishment than an Arusa. According to Rav Shimon, she does not. According to Rav Shimon, Streifa applies equally to both.
How can Rav Shimon contradict the Chachamim?
They're Tanoim, he's a Tanoim.
No, the Allah is like that.
The Allah is like that, fine. But how do you have a machlokas between a Yochid and an Abba member? You have a machlokas. Once in a while, the Allah is decided like the Yochid. Usually it's decided like the Rabbi.
So he says
that whether she's an Arusa, whether she's a Naira Marusa, or whether she's in a Sur, she's getting the same punishment,
which is
Srefa.
Okay.
Therefore, Dharma Achas Arochava Arusa Vachas Nisu Yatu Srefa, Umi the Aki Rahmanala Arusa Bas Koyan, the Klala Arusa Bas Yisrael. So if we see that the Torah is taking an Arusa Bas Koyan and making her an exception to the usual rule that would apply to an Arusa Bas Yisrael, Miskila Srefa, and the Torah is changing her punishment from Skila to Srefa, Shmamina Srefa Chamora. That teaches us that Srefa must be the more stringent one again, because as a Bas Koyan, she's obviously getting a more stringent punishment.
So again, if you believe that both have the same punishment, yes.
That's what he holds.
Fine.
The Chachamim hold that not. In other words, both of them are being consistent with their own opinion. Again, you have the same circular logic argument as you had before, but again, Rav Shimon is going to have some other limud, obviously, for it. But the point still remains. The Chachamim are going to say that. The Chachamim are going to say a Bas Koyan is going to get either Skila or Strefa. If she's an Arusa, then it's the worst of all. Because she's a Bas Koyan, she would have gotten Strefa. Because in addition, she's an Arusa, she's getting Skila. Or no, rather, never mind that. No, forget about the Bas Koyan thing. As an Arusa, she's getting Skila. The fact that she's a Bas Koyan doesn't downgrade her from that. Still leaves her a Skila. Whereas if she was in a Sua, according to the Chachamim, whereas if she was in a Sua, she would have had Chenek, and because she's a Bas Koyan, she's getting upgraded to Srefa. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, he says that either way, so either you're going from Chenek to Srefa, or you're going from Skila to Srefa, so obviously then Srefa must be stronger than both of them, yeah. Okay. Fine. So Shemamina Srefa Chamora, so that proves, according to Rav Shimon, that Srefa must be the most stringent one. Okay. Next. Srefa chamura mechenek. How does Rav Shimon know that Srefa is worse than chenek? Shekein nitzal abas koyin shazimsa, because Srefa is the punishment for abas koyin shazimsa. So my chumra kedam marah, and the chumra of her avera is, as we said, that she degraded her father. The problem is adrabba chenek chamur. Adrabba, though, shouldn't you argue that chenek maybe is worse than Srefa? Shekein nitzal lamaka avavimoy, because, as we said, chenek is the punishment for somebody who hits his father or mother. Or my chumra, shekein hukash kvodim b'kvodam makam. We're asking. When it comes to parents, we said that their covered is compared to the covered of the Eivishta. Maybe, therefore, that should rank ahead of the Bas Koyan Shazimsa, and therefore we should say that Chenek is worse than Srefa. The answer is no. Again, given that we're saying that a Bas Koyan was in a Sua, everybody agrees with this, both the Chachamim and Rav Shimon. We're saying that we take, like this, as a Bas Yisrael, she would have gotten Chenek. Instead of the Bas Koyan, she's getting Srefa. Obviously, Srefa must be worse. Again, obviously, Srefa must be stronger than Chenek for that reason, because otherwise, why would a Bas Koyan, who, had she not been a Bas Koyan, she would have gotten Chenek, because she's in a Sura, why would she instead be getting Srefa? Must be that Srefa is worse than Chenek.
But the other is the same whether you're Bas
Yisrael. Fine, but nevertheless, no, because with a Bas Koyan, she came Chalav HaSavir, and she's degrading her father.
And she's not when she's a Bas Yisrael.
It's not the same kind of thing. Again, we said that her, like this, they treated her father with Kedusha, because of the Kedashte, because of the mitzvah to treat a Koyan with Kedusha, and like this, they don't anymore. So therefore, say it. Fine. Next.
It may mean that when we get to Eran Nun Beis,
we'll talk more about the details.
Briefly,
I don't know. I haven't learned it yet. But we'll see. Okay. Next. Sreifa chamur misayif. Reb Shimon is then going to say that sreifa is worse than sayif. Shekein nitna labas koyin shazimsa, because sreifa is given to the bas koyin. Umay chumra kidamona. And again, the chumra is what she does with the effect that it has on her father. Adrabah sayif chamur shekein nitna lanche onidachas. But can you argue that sayif is worse than sreifa because we see that sayif is the punishment for the anshe or nidachas? Umay chumra shekein mamonim avad. And you would argue that the chumra is that their property is destroyed as well. Now, before when we were working on that, when we got to that point in the argument with the chachamim, we said we use a gzeira shava between the word aviyah by naira mayrosa and by bas koyin. Reb Shimon apparently can't use that gzeira shava because he holds that a bas koyin is always going to get sefer. So therefore, he has to have a difference. Right. He has to have a different way of learning. Amarta, it's like this. You have to say like this. Again, which one has a stronger power? Which one did the worst of it? The one who convinced the people to worship Avodah Zarah, or the ones who actually went and worshipped it, who followed his advice? You have to say that it must be the Madiach is worse because he actually convinced them. And therefore, if that's the case, now Reb Shimon holds. Now, before we learned according to the Chachamim that the Madichim get chenek. And therefore, we said they are getting a lesser. We said according to the Chacham, sorry, they get skillah. They get skillah, and therefore we said skillah must be worse than hereg on that basis. But according to Reb Shimon holds that the Madichim get chenek, as we will learn in the next to last parak of Amasad. We'll see. We'll learn over there from he learns it from a pasuk. But the point is, therefore, that. So therefore, so what are we saying then? That on the one hand, the Anshi Erni Dachas are getting Saif. On the other hand, the Madichim are getting Chenek. According to Reb Shimon. This is according to Reb Shimon we're talking about. So therefore, we're trying to figure out now, we're trying to say that Sreifa is worse than Saif. So we need this detail about the Madichim and about the Madiach and the Nidach in order to make this work. We work as follows. The kavachomer. We can make a kavachomer as follows. Uma chenek shechomer misayif. Mada chenek, which is more stringent than sayif, and it must be because according to Reb Shimon, the madiach, the one who actually convinced everybody to do it, is getting chenek, whereas the anshe erni dachas themselves are getting sayif. Obviously, the madichim must be getting the stronger punishment.
That's also a svara.
But he holds that based on a pasuk, not a svara. That the madichim get chenek, he learns from
the
The idea that the madichim get a stronger punishment, that the madich should get a stronger punishment than the nidach. Yeah, that's a svara. Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, if chenek is worse than sayif, and we see that because we see what happens to the respective people from the erni dachas, sreifa chamur mimenu, and we're still saying that sreifa is stronger than chenek for the reason that we said before, because sreifa is always, the sreifa is given to a bas koyin nesua shezimsa, namely that we upgrade her from chenek to sreifa. We obviously are not downgrading her. Well, in that case, sayif, hakal, in that case, if sayif is less than chenek, as it must be based on the erni dachas, loy kol shekein, how much more so then that sreifa must be worse than sayif. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, so according to Reb Shimon, we now know that sreifa is stronger than everything else. It's stronger again. It's stronger than skila because it's always given to the bas koyin shezim. So even if she's a naira mayrosa and otherwise would have gotten skila, it's worse than chenek because we see that a nesua bas koyin is upgraded from chenek to sreifa, and we see that it's worse than sayif on the basis of this kavah chomer that we just said. Okay. Next.
Can you do the Chachamim again?
The Chachamim we had like this. Skila was worse than we said. Okay, point to the Chachamim. Skila was worse than Sreifa because we said that a Bas Koyin who was also a Naira Mayrosa gets Skila rather than otherwise as a Bas Koyin she would have gotten Sreifa.
She's upgraded.
Skila is worse than Hereg. We said because the Madiach gets Skila and the Anshe Erni Dachas get Hereg,
which is rubbish.
On that Svara, then therefore Skila. Reb Shimon is using the same Svara but in a different way. Skila, we said, is worse than chenek. We said that skila is worse than chenek because a bas yisrael gets chenek if she's in the sewer and skila if she's in arusa, where the arusa has to get the worst punishment. We said according to the chachamim, sreifa is worse than sayif because of the aviyah of the gzeira shava that we said. That just like we established that skila is stronger than sayif, sreifa must also be.
Mm-hmm.
We said that skila. From avia avia, from the gzera shava avia. Yeah. We said that sreifa, according to the chachamim, is stronger than chenek because we see that a bas koyin, instead of getting as a nesura, instead of getting chenek, she gets sreifa. So obviously, sreifa must be worse. And saif, hereg, is worse than chenek, we said, because poshet yod be'ikir is worse. Because to actually deny the Eibishter by worshiping Avodah Zarah is worse even than hitting one's parents, which gets chenek.
Yeah,
that was according to the Chachamim. Right. Now, according to Reb Shimon, we're saying so far as follows. Strefa is worse than skila, because strefa is worse than skila because we see that the Bas Koyen always gets strefa, even if in a circumstance, as an Anayra Amarasa, whereas a Bas Yisrael, she would have gotten skila. So therefore, we see strefa is worse than skila.
And that's also smarter to say that the Bas Koyen.
Yeah. Well, that's Aviyah Mechalalot. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. We said, according to Reb Shimon, strefa is worse than saif because strefa is worse than chenek. Rather, strefa is worse than chenek because we see that a Bas Koyen nesua goes from chenek up to strefa.
Yes.
Strefa is worse than saif because we said on the basis of Gzeira Shava, the fact that the Madichim get chenek and the Ansheir and Nidachas themselves who listen to them get saif.
No, he doesn't believe in it.
No,
he's Gzeira Shava.
No, never mind the Gzeira Shava.
Right.
We didn't say anything about Gzeira Shava. We said the logic. I meant the Kavah Chomer. The Kavah Chomer, we said that the Madiach gets chenek, the Ansheir and Nidachas get hereg. And we're saying that the Madiach has to have the worst punishment. And we're saying Strefer is stronger than Chenek, so obviously Strefer must be stronger than Herod. Yeah. Okay. Next. Skila Chamura Mechenek. Now let's go on to the next one. How does Reb Shimon know that Skila is worse than Chenek? Shekein nitna l'magadif l'ovidav ha'chavim, because the punishment for the Magadif and the Ovidav ha'zara. Umay Chumra Kedam Morin. And the Chumra knows, as we said, Poshet Yod Be'ikar. He's denying the Eivishter. But can't you argue maybe that chenek is worse because the punishment for makir of avim for hitting your parents? Well, we know that now, but why not? Well, my chumra shekein hukas shchula, and the chumra would be because of a hekesh between the honor of parents and the honor of Eivishter. The answer is no. Mid apki rachman ala arusa bas Yisrael miklam asura bas Yisrael. Since we see that the Torah takes an arusa bas Yisrael and makes her and gives her a different punishment than a nesua bas Yisrael, mechenek leskila, namely that as a nesua she would have gotten chenek and as an arusa she gets skila, shema min afskila chamora. Obviously, again, skila must be the worst one because obviously the naira amarasa has to be getting the worst punishment. So that was a similar svara that we said according to the chacham. Okay. Shema min afskila chamora. Skila chamura misayif. Next, we say that skila must be harsher than sayif. She can nitna l'magadif. Skila is the punishment for the magadif, who is poshet yod be'ikar. The problem is, adarabah sayif chamur, she can nitna l'anshir ani dachas. Shouldn't we argue that sayif is worse because it's the punishment for the anshir ani dachas, who also worships Avodah Zarah, who also poshet yod be'ikar. Umay chumra, she can mamonim ovad. And we see they have the chumra that their money, that their property is destroyed as well. So here we have to use the same logic again about the madiach versus the nidach. Amarta, v'chi'ezek koyach meruba, which one has to be worse? Koyach ha-madiach or koyach ha-nidach? Which one avera is worse, the madiach or the nidach? Hevi em koyach ha-madiach, the madiach must have done a worse avera, because he's the one who pushed them into it. Yeah. Therefore, we can make a kavachomer like we did before. Uma chenek shechomer misayif, madach chenek, which we established according to Reb Shimon, is worse than sayif, because again, according to him, the madiach gets chenek, and the people who listen to him get sayif. And yet, skila chamura mimenu. Yet, skila is worse than chenek on the basis of the thing with the bas Yisrael shezinta that we said before. The chenek if she's in a nesua, and skila if she's in arusa,
right.
And she's upgraded to skila if she's in arusa. Sayef akal lekoshkin. So sayef, which is less than chenek, according to Reb Shimon, how much more so that it's less than skila.
Yeah.
Chenek chomer misayif. Next, we say, according to Reb Shimon, we say that chenek is more stringent than sayif. Shekein nitin lamakti avavimoy, because it's punishment for someone who hits his father or mother. Umay chumra kidamoran, and the chumra of that, as we said, is that then his parents are compared to the Eivishter, and he hit his parents, which is tantamount to dishonoring the Eivishter.
So that's,
we said that's
more than
that, well, the way that's worse. Well, that's the question. Shouldn't we argue, on the other hand, that sayif is more stringent because the punishment for the ansher and idachas? And we see that they're treated with greater chumra because their property is destroyed. Again, Amar Tov Chieze Koyach Meruba. Yet again, for a third time, in Rav Shimon, we're going to use the Kav HaKoymer between Madiach and Nidach. Which one is worse? Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach? Hever Em Koyach HaMadiach. The Madiach must be worse. Zetanya, and we learn in a Braisa, that Madiach Ha'ir HaNidach is Skila, Rav Shimon Ha'ir HaChenek. That the Chachamim say the Madiach gets Skila, Rav Shimon says they get Chenek, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, Chenek must be worse than Zayich. So therefore, that's it. We've covered all the six possibilities according to both Rav Shimon and according to the Chachamim. And
They differ by Sreifa and Skila.
They differ by Skila and Sreifa, and they differ by Herig
and
Chenek. So they both agree that Skila and Sreifa as a unit are worse than Herig and Chenek come first, and Herig and Chenek come second. But they argue about the respective order within those two.
Chachamim say Skila first. Yeah. Rav Shimon say Sreifa and Skila.
Right. The Chachamim say Herig and Chenek, and Rav Shimon says Chenek and Herig. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like Kili Kili.
Okay. Continuing on this topic about the Bas Kohen, Malkala B'Pume D'Rav Yechanan. The following statement was a regular one. The following statement was a statement that Rabbi Yochanan had. He had as a regular text that he would say. Rashi says it's not like he didn't find it in a Mishnah or Braisa or something, but this is how he learned from his Rebbe that Naira Hamerosa Bas Koyin is in for the Skila. That a Naira HaMeirosa, who is also a Bas Koyin, who is Mizana, gets Skila, Rav Shimon Omer B'Streifa, and Rav Shimon says she gets Streifa, as we discussed in the previous Sogya. Rav Shimon continued, Zinsa Me Avio B'Skila, what about if she's Mizana with her own father, then she also gets Skila, Rav Shimon Omer B'Streifa, and Rav Shimon again says that in that case, there's two possibilities. One is she's Mizana with somebody else, as an Arusa, and she's a Bas Koyin. The other possibility is she was Mizana with her own father. The one she was Mizana with, we're not talking about a Bas Koyin, actually. Here we're talking about a Bas Yisrael. There's two cases. Let me repeat it. Naira HaMarosa Bas Koyin Shazinsa, if she's both, a Naira HaMarosa and she's a Koyin, and she's Mizana with anybody, the Skila, and the Chachamim say she gets Skila, because the Skila of being a Naira HaMeirosa overrides the Sreifa of being a Bas Koyin.
Well, they believe that Skila is
what? That's they say. Exactly.
So that's why
exactly.
She gets Skila.
Fine. Rav Shimon Omer B'Sreifa, and Rav Shimon says
she believes Sreifa is what?
Right. Okay.
So that's why they believe Skila or...
Well, that's what we said before, the circular arguments, and again, Rashi said the real reason that they say Skila is worse is because Poshet Yodah Be'ikr, because you're denying the Eivishter, or...
No,
Bas Koyin says not doing directly something that's denying the Eivishter. And I mean, it's an Avera, like any Avera is a little bit of Kfira, like it doesn't tanya, fair enough, but, you know, there's Kofa Be'ikr, and then there's... Yeah. So the Chachamim says she gets Skila, Rav Shimon says she gets Sreifa. On the other hand, Zimsam Avia B'Skila, another case, if you have a Bas Yisrael, an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mizana with her own father, now there also there's two potential mitzvahs involved. Namely, as an Arusa, she's supposed to get Skila. On the other hand, for Znus with her father, any case when a father and daughter are Mizana, then they get Sreifa.
Whether she's Israel or... Well, that's what we're going to discuss.
That makes a difference. Wait. The point is, one of the 10 cases that gets Sreifa is a father and daughter who are Mizana.
Regardless of who they are.
Yes. So therefore, the Chachamim say, on the other hand, he or she was a Naira HaMeirosa, which is supposed to get Skila. On the other hand, the one she was Mizana with is her father, which therefore should get her Sreifa. Never mind that she's a Bas Koyin. Sreifa is just a regular thing for father and daughter. Rav Shimon Omer B'Sreifa, and Rav Shimon says in that case she gets Sreifa.
Let me ask you a question. From this example, the Bas Yisrael and the Bas Koyin,
yes.
When it's sunny with their father.
Well, the Bas Koyin, we're not saying. Bas Koyin gets Sreifa for a different reason, because that's Aviyahim Machalot. You were talking about the Bas Yisrael.
The Bas Yisrael,
yes.
Mazani with her father, she gets
Sreifa.
And a Bas Koyin, she gets with her father.
That's what we're discussing over here. So
what does she get?
Bas Koyin Shazinsa B'Skila. Why don't we learn the Gemara and then we'll clarify. Okay. So my Kamash Malon. So what exactly is Rabbi Yochanan trying to tell us what this statement of is? He wants to tell us He wants to tell us as follows. According to the Rabbanan, only a Bas Kohen Nesua gets Sreifa, not a Bas Kohen Arusa. That is why they are saying that a Bas Kohen, Naira Maros, a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, Beskila.
With Shezinsa with her father or not?
Never mind her father. The fact that she's a Naira Maros, the Chachamim hold, only because she's a Naira Maros, is Skila in the picture. Had she been in the sewer, instead she would get Sreifa. Only because she's a Naira HaMarosa, therefore she gets Skila,
right,
regardless of whether she's a Bas Kohen or Bas Yisrael.
Right.
That's one thing Rabbi Yechanan wants to inform us. That according to the Rabbanan, this concept that a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa only applies to a Nesua. And the Rav Shimon, Achas Arusa, V'achas Nesua, Yatzal L'Sreifa. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, either way, whether it's an Arusa or an Nesua, she would get Sreifa.
Right.
So again, as a Naira HaMarosa, she should be getting Skila. But as a Bas Kohen, she'll get as a Bas Kohen, she'll be getting Sreifa. And even if she's not a Naira HaMarosa, even if she was, regardless whether she was in a, Whereas according to the Chachamim, not.
But I'm asking a different question. I'm asking according to...
The father will get back to in a minute.
If she's a Bas Yisrael, and I'm asking that question now because I want to ask, if she's a Bas Yisrael and she's a Bas Kohen, either of them, Mazani with their father, what do they get?
They're going to have to get Sreifa in the case
both
of a Bas. Yeah, because a Bas Kohen. But the question is, what happens if she? The question is, what happens if she's a Naira HaMarosa as well? According to the Chachamim, the concept of Sreifa for a Bas Kohen only applies to a Nesua, not to an Arusa. An Arusa is supposed to get Skila, regardless of who she was Mizana with. So therefore, Skila being stronger than Sreifa, she's going to get Skila.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say is, we see that with the father, with this unique case of Mizani with a father, both the Bas Kohen and the Bas Yisrael get the same punishment.
Yeah, but that.
So how can you say that a Bas Kohen is worse than a Bas Yisrael?
In that particular case, there's nothing to upgrade or to. You're not going to automatically say because she's a Bas Kohen, you always upgrade her punishment. Whatever the Torah says, there is. Sreifa, Skila is higher than Sreifa. But the Torah didn't prescribe Skila in that case. The Torah still prescribed Sreifa. Doesn't mean every time that a Bas Kohen does an Aveira, automatically should get the harsher punishment. In certain cases, yes. In certain cases, not. In certain cases, she'll get a punishment equal to a Bas Yisrael.
She should have always...
No, but that's not how it is. But that's not how it is.
She's always...
But that's not how it is. Xerif HaKosuv is... Okay. Yeah. All right, onward. So first of all, that's the first thing that Rabbi Yochanan wants to clarify to us, is that according to the Rabbanan, if she was an Arusa, she's not going to get Sreifa anyway, a Bas Kohen, she's not going to be getting Sreifa, she's going to be getting the Skila, the same regular Skila that any Arusa would be getting. And number two,
maybe she's not upgraded.
There's nothing to upgrade to. No, Skila is Skila. Skila is Skila. She always gets. There's nothing higher than Skila. According to Reb Shimon, we're going to say that whether she's an Arusa or whether she's an Asua, she's going to get Sreifa because according to him, the concept of Va'esh Tisaris, that it says by Bas Kohen, applies also to an Arusa. Reb Shimon, Achas Arusa, Achas Asua, Yatzal Sreifa. Yeah,
right,
yeah. The time am I, now what is the reason? Mishum de Rabbanan Skila Chamora, Reb Shimon Sreifa Chamora. Okay, because according to the Rabbanan Skila is... No, but okay, again, like you actually said on Amud Aleph, though, we break the circular argument because they actually have a different limud from, according to the Rabbanan, they have the logic that koshet yada be'ikr, that denying the Eivishter is worse, and therefore Skila must be worse, independent of what happens with the Arusa versus the Sua versus Bas Kohen versus Bas Yisrael. Reb Shimon would have a similar argument to argue that Sreifa independently is worse, according to the Rabbanan. In fact, because he says he has a different logic for it.
What's
to say. What did we say over there? We said that we didn't bring in the Gemara before. Where Reb Shimon gets it from? But he has some kind of logical way for it that it shouldn't be a circular one.
We're going to see it now. We don't
no,
see it.
No, I didn't say we're going to. Okay. I was going to say before that the Ramban says that they also have Limudim from Sukkim. We're going to have a pasuk later on in the Sugya Uvas Ish Kohen, and we're going to learn from that. According to the Rabbanan, are able to learn from that that it means that only in certain cases that she gets Sreifa, in other cases she gets Skila. Reb Shimon would understand that to mean she always gets Sreifa, and therefore you have an independent way of doing it, independent of the circular argument. Okay. So, Nafka Minna, what is the Nafka Minna of this business about which one is more stringent? L'mishnah is chayev shtei mitzvos beis din. Suppose somebody is chayev two mitzvos beis din, like in these cases over here where you have on the one hand for the same act you should be chayev skila, and on the other hand for strafer, strafer, nidin machamura. The din is that you get judged with the harsher one, so according to the chachamim, that's going to be skila, and according to Rav Shimon, that's going to be strafer.
Well, you can only be killed once.
Fine, but that's the point. You have to do the harsher one.
That's why you do the harsher one.
Yeah. There's another nafka minna also, by the way. I mean, the Gemara is mentioning this nafka minna in connection with Rabbi Yochanan, even though we already had it in principle in the Mishnah. We had it in principle in the Mishnah because the nafka minna in the Mishnah could have been a different one. Namely, we're going to have a case later on in the Masechta. Suppose you have two people who are chayiv mitzvos beis din. One is chayiv skila, one is chayiv strafa. So that we know they're both guilty and they both have to be executed, but we mixed up which one is supposed to get which. Then the din is we give both of them the more lenient one.
Right.
So now, again, we need to know which is the more lenient one. According to Chachamim, you're going to give them Sefer, and according to the Rav Shimon, you're going to give them both together. Fine. My Rav Shimon, where do we see the statement of Rav Shimon who says that he's going to say that Sefer applies across the board, that it applies to a Bas Kohen, whether she's an Arusa or whether she's an Azura? So this will answer your question. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rav Shimon. The Shnei Klolos Nemru Bas Toyin. Rav Shimon says there are two general rules that the Torah says in connection with a Bas Toyin. So you want to interject, Bas Toyin, the Lord Bas Yisrael. What do you mean? These rules that he's going to say are only for a Bas Toyin, they apply to a Bas Yisrael as well. Now, Ema Asba Bas Toyin. No, it means there's two general rules that the Torah says that apply on the face of it equally to a Bas Toyin or a Bas Yisrael. Namely, the Torah tells us that if a woman is in Arusa, she gets Skila. And the Torah tell her, Naira Marosa, and if she's in the Nesua, she gets Chenek. Those are the general rules. Then what the Torah does is it makes an exception. It makes an exception between one Nesua and another, and between one Arusa and another. Namely, in other words, the Torah is saying that a Bas Koyan gets Sreifa, and Rav Shimon understands that to mean, regardless whether she's an Arusa or a Nesua, any Bas Koyen, the Torah says, after all, Stam, just says that for the Yom HaKalalos. Doesn't specify whether she's a... The Chachamim are going to have to say on the basis of their logic that Poshet Yodav Iker, or on the basis... One second. Let me explain. The Chachamim are going to have to say on the basis of their logic of Poshet Yodav Iker, or on the basis of the Pasuk Uvas Ish Koyen, they're going to have to say that even though the Torah just says Uvas Ish Koyen generically, it means only in certain cases.
But that's a Svara. That's not coming from...
That's according to the Chachamim.
According to
Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon. Fine. Rav Shimon. Exactly. Rav Shimon doesn't have to say...
Rav Shimon Pasuk.
There's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uvas ish koyen kisechel liznoit etaviyahim chalados v'esh tisarev. The Pasuk is written generically. The Chachamim are using one or another way to say that Pasuk is not meant across the board. Either they're using the logic that skila is poshet yodav ikar, and therefore that strafer for a vas koyen can't be always, that if she was otherwise going to get skila, namely as an arusa, she has to remain with skila. Or, according to the Ramban, they use the word uvas ish koyen to learn that, as we will see later on in the Sugya. So therefore, of necessity, they have to say that the word uvas ish koyen is not meant across the board. Reb Shimon doesn't have to accept either of those logics. He doesn't have to accept that poshet yod be'ikar is worse. He doesn't have to accept that limud from uvas ish koyen, because he can use that pasuk for something else. Therefore, he holds that the pasuk is meant generically. Any bas koyen shezinsa gets strafer.
Including whether
Arusa or Nesua. So that's what he's saying. So the Pasuk is making an exception that unlike a regular Nesua, there's a Bas Koyen who's a Nesua, and unlike a regular Arusa, there's a Bas Koyen who's an Arusa. Mm. Therefore, he says like this, I'm going to make a comparison between those two. First of all, just like when the Pasuk is excluding the Bas Koyen Nesua and making her a separate category, is Lahachmir, means that we're making her more stringent, we're upgrading her punishment from Chenek to Strafa, and even the Chachamim hold that that's an upgrade. Everybody agrees that Strafa is higher than Chenek. We definitely know, because the Pasuk is mentioning the point is Aviyahim Chalalas, obviously the Torah wants to be more stringent with her punishment. So therefore, when it comes to a Nesua, there's no question we're upgrading from Chenek to Sefer. That's definitely a more stringent punishment. Fine. Therefore, Rav Shimon says, "Achra hoitzi akosav arusim eklal arusa lahachmir." Therefore, if the Torah is also making an exception for a bas koyin who is an arusa and making an exception to the rule, to the general rule of an arusa, it must also be lahachmir. Meaning, in other words, therefore, sreifa that she's getting must be more stringent than tefillah, which she would have gotten as an ayra marasa. So that is how he learns out that sreifa is stronger than skila.
If you take out the nesua and you make
if you say that just as a nesua, a bas koyin nesua is more stringent than a bas yisrael nesua, so also a bas koyin arusa must be stronger than a bas yisrael arusa. And furthermore,
and therefore she gets sreifa.
Furthermore, he says, here's another thing we can learn from this. The Torah is also now you have to consider not just the punishment of her herself. You also have to consider what if she was falsely accused. What if instead the edim were edim zomim? Well, vasis and loykasha zomam. But what happens in that case? He says like this: zomim nesua bas koyin v'cham zomim nesua bas yisrael. On the other hand, the rule that would apply to edim zomim against a bas koyin who was in nesua, where she is going to get sreifa and they are going to get chenek, because as we talked about before, only she is going to get sreifa. Her boil, had it been true, would have gotten chenek. Therefore, the edim zomim are getting chenek. Therefore, so when it comes to a bas koyin, the same rule applies. There's no exception. The bas ish koyin kesech liznoi, Reb Shimon is saying that only applies to her. It does not apply to the edim zomim. Therefore, even though it is true, we kill them, but there's no, we kill them. But listen, just like with a nesua bas yisrael, had the edus been true, she would have gotten chenek and the boil would have gotten chenek. Therefore, that's it. The edus zomim and get chenek. What Rav Shimon is saying is the same thing. If she's a bas koyin, and as a bas koyin, she's being upgraded to strefa. However, the edim are not upgraded to strefa along with her. They remain at chenek.
Because
the boil who they're testifying against also would have gotten chenek. Therefore, Rav Shimon is saying, the same rule applies then as far as an arusa. Just as an arusa bas, we said that an arusa bas koyin is upgraded compared to an arusa bas yisrael, goes from skila to strefa, which according to him is an upgrade. On the other hand, the same thing that is true as far as the edim zomim, that they are not upgraded, also applies over there. They don't get strafer in that case. They would get skila in that case, which is the same punishment that she would have gotten had she been a bas koyin. The special rule for a bas koyin applies only to her, not to the edim zomim. So we see from this bright, because the rule of bas ish koyin ki seichel liznei only applies to her. The Torah is only making an exception for her, not for the edim zomim. So therefore, from this braisa, Rabbi Yochanan is getting the point that, first of all, Rabbi Shimon holds that a bas koyin always gets strefa, and number two, that he holds that strefa is more stringent than skila. And that was the summary that he gave before, that if she's a bas koyin shezinsa, naira mairosa bas koyin shezinsa, then you have skila according to the chum and strefa according to Rabbi Shimon. And similarly, with a case of a regular bas yisrael who's mazana with her father, there you have the same kind of thing. Because Rabbi Shimon holds strefa is more stringent, therefore the strefa of being mazana with her father is going to override the skila of the naira mairosa. As opposed to according to according to the chacham, it will not. The skill of Naira Marasa will override the strefa of being mezana with her father. Yeah. Turn it up on him. So now we're going to get into more of this detail about the bas koyin shezinsa. We're going to discuss in detail under what circumstances do these rules apply. So far we had the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. Later on in the sugya, we're going to have yet a third opinion. We're going to have the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who has yet another opinion what the circumstances are when she gets sick. So now we're going to go into the details. Turn it up on it. Uvas ish koyin ki seichel. The pasuk starts off by saying, when a bas koyin begins. Now, the word seichel actually has a double meaning. It can mean begin, and it can mean beginning, meloshon techila. It can also mean to be mechala, to desperate, meloshon chilul, like chilul Shabbos. So if it just said, uvas ish koyin ki seichel, yochla chilul chilul for Shabbos, you would think that maybe this rule that she gets strefa applies even if she's mechala Shabbos. And then she would get strefa. Because you would think, ki seichel, it means anytime she does a chilul, anytime she's mechala. Tamalana Liznois. Therefore, the pasuk continues with the word Liznois to be Mizana, meaning the Chilulim Shabbos Nus Akos Medavim, meaning the pasuk is specifically talking about a desecration that involves Nus. Next, Yachal Afila Pnuya. So first we're going to quote the whole Braisa. We're going to quote the whole Braisa, and then at the beginning of Nun Aleph, we're going to start analyzing what the Braisa means. So there's going to be various statements in this Braisa that we're not going to understand yet. So hold off the questions, and the Gemara will ask the questions for you. Yachal afilu pnuya, you would think maybe that she's chayev strefa even if she was mezana as a pnuya, as an unmarried woman. No. Nema kan aviyah v'nema lahalan aviyah. We have a gzeira shava between the two words aviyah, which we used before to learn about the respective severity of the mrs. Based.
Can you use it twice?
First of all, because you can because you sometimes you have, the Gemara will point out that, first of all, it didn't have to say the word at all, and second of all, it could have said it in a different form. But besides that also, over there we weren't using it to learn learn about the actual din that applies to her. We were using it to learn about the respective severity of Mrs. Basin, kind of a side thing. Okay. Now we're using it for a limud regarding her herself.
But we can still use it twice.
Yes. Yeah. Therefore, meaning, and also not necessarily is both of them zeta shava. One of them could be what's called gilui milsa ba'alma. We're explaining what does it mean when the Torah says that she's mizana in a way that involves aviha. It's not gzeira shava per se. It's just what is the definition of being mizana in a way that involves aviha.
We couldn't do two gzeira shavas on the same words.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. One is gzeira shava and one is gilui milsa ba'alma. Yeah. So, ma lahalan's nus in zikas abal, just like the case of the Naira Amarosa involves the nus once she's already connected to her husband, once she's already in Arusa, afkan's nus in zikas abal, the same thing over here by the Bas Koyin, it must mean that there's already a connection between her and her husband. It has to be that she's already an Arusa or an Asura, as the case may be. So not when she's a Pnuya. Oy, eina oimer aviyah ela lahotzias kol adam. Maybe not, though. Maybe the word aviha means that she only gets the punishment of Srefa if she was mezana with her father, not if she was mezana with anybody else. No, true oimer. He mechalelet heve kol adam amor. No, because the pasuk continues that she desecrates her father. That means that, it means anybody. In other words, it actually says she is the one desecrating him, not that he's desecrating her. So if it was that he was mezana with her, he would be the one desecrating her. Because he's the active partner and she's the passive one. So like this, when we say, that she's the one causing the chilul to her father. No, but she's the one who went out and was mezana. When it comes to the actual maisa bia, the man is the active one. But when it comes to, she's the one who went out to go and be mezana after all. In that sense, she's compared to her father, she's active. But when you're talking about znus with her own father, of necessity, he's the active one in Kishur El Lagat. Okay. So therefore, when we say he mechalal is heve kol adam omer, obviously that means that we're talking about she was mezana with anybody else. Ha mani mekayim aviyah. So what do we do with the word aviyah? Is the gzeder shava that we just said nemakan aviyah v'nem lahalan aviyah. That here it says aviyah by the naira amarase. It also says aviyah ma lahalan nus and zikas abal. Just like over there, this nus was that there's also already she's already connected to her husband. She's already mekodesh to her husband. Afkan nus and zikas abal. The same thing over here must be also. E ma lahalan naira v'yavro. So now you could ask then, in that case, if you're going to make that Gzeira Shava, you're going to say the other case of Aviyah is talking Davka Naira Hamayrosa, Afkan Naira V'hiyarusa. So you would think maybe over here the punishment of Srefa for a Bas Koyin is only if she's a Naira Hamayrosa. How do we know Naira V'hi Nesua? How do we know it also applies if she's a Nesua? Which is true according to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim before we said she gets Skila if she's a Naira Hamayrosa. But how do we know it applies that she gets Srefa if she's in the Suah? Begeres v'hi Arusa. What if she's an Arusa but not a Naira? She's already a Begeres. She's already fully mature. Or Begeres v'hi Nesuah, or even more so if she's both. She's physically mature and Nesuah. Or Vafilu is Skina. How do we know it applies even if she's old, where maybe her father is not even in the picture anymore? Tamad Lango, Vaskoyen, Mekom Wakam. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vaskoyen, meaning regardless. Rashi says that we're learning actually from the Vav. Vaskoyen. Because it didn't have to, because it's a Baskoyen, Kisekel, isn't it? The Vav teaches us that you add something else. Any Baskoyen. Rashi says this is according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in general we doubt in Vav. Tosfos discusses that, and Tosfos says that based on the next part of this Braisa, this Braisa can't necessarily be according to Rabbi Akiva, because it talks about Mamzerim and Kiddush and Tofsin, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that. So therefore, Tosfos says this.
What?
He holds that Kiddush and Tofsin, yeah. So Tosfos says that actually then rather the Braita might be not like Rabbi Akiva, but rather like Reb Shimon, as we're going to see later on in the sugya, that in certain cases Reb Shimon does Darshan Vod, and this is one of them.
Sometimes he does.
Okay. Next. When the Pasuk says Bas Koyin, fine, but now when the Pasuk says that a Bas Koyin is Mazana, on the other hand, Ainli Elosh and Nisus Koyin, fine, but you would only know that you would only know from those words that maybe it means only if she's also married, not only a daughter of a Koyin, but also married to a Koyin. Again, later on, the Gemara is going to take up, why would we think that? But that's first, let's go through the Braisa. Nisus Levi or Yisrael, what if she's married to a Levi or Yisrael? La'ovid kechavim, or to a goy. Now that's an interesting one, by the way, because married to a goy is not considered a marriage. So Rashi says, nevertheless, though, the fact of the matter is... No. Ovid kechavim says that. So Rashi says, the fact is, there is a concept of chasnus, there is a concept that it is possible to marry a goy, it's not recognized in halacha, but there is an iser loitis chasnum bom, you're not allowed to marry goyim. So therefore, in that sense, it's an invalid marriage. But nevertheless, it's a marriage. Doesn't mean, by the way, that the Nitziv points out on this in his Kedushin. Doesn't mean she's chayiv misa, because obviously, if she's married to a goy, it's considered like she's not married at all. But but not in so far as that if she's mezana, she's considered an aishas ish. She's not an aishas ish because she's not legally married in halacha.
She's married to him,
She's not considered an aishas ish. But so the Nativ talks about what the Braita means over here is, let's say she was previous, what the Gemara is trying to point, what the Braita is trying to point out over here, he says, is let's say she had previously been married to a Levi or Yisrael or whatever, let's say for example she'd previously been married, let's say, to a Mamzer or a Goy or whatever, where that made her possible to ever marry a Kohen again. And now she's married to somebody else. You don't say, well, because she already became possible before, because she already became a halala before, therefore her current marriage doesn't change her status. No, you don't say that. She's still a bas koyin, and sefer still applies. That's what we mean by mentioning the goy over here. Not that she's married to a goy now, but that she previously was with a goy. With that said, by the way, there are kisveyad that have the gusa over here, not over to chavim, but kusi. In which case, it's not a question in the first place. There's a kusi, according to back in the time when kusim were considered geire emes, and they were considered geire arayas, geire emes, or whatever. Their status was uncertain, so you weren't allowed to marry them. But nevertheless, they're not full-fledged goyim.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so that's ovid kechavim. L'chala, l'mamzer, l'nasim minayin. How do we know that in all those cases, even though she's married to them, nevertheless she's still considered a bas koyin, and if she's mezana, she would get strefa.
But she couldn't marry a koyin.
Right, but that's the question. How do you, and that's the point, in other words, how do you know that even though she's married to one of these people, and therefore she's never again going to be allowed to eat truma, and she's never again going to be allowed to marry a koyin? So how do we know? Nevertheless, Talmud Lomar Uvas Ish Koyin, therefore the pasuk says a daughter or a man who is a koyin, meaning Afapisha Ena Kohenet, even though right now, or maybe not ever, is she able to be a koyin? The word ish is extra in the pasuk. As long as her father is a man who was a Kohen, then it doesn't matter whether her husband, whether her current or previous or whatever.
Well, but a Kohen is the daughter of her father.
Yeah. Bas Ish Kohen, exactly. Alpha Vijayana Kohen.
But she has no prerogatives to the woman.
Nevertheless, though, yeah. Nevertheless, the fact that she was the daughter of a man who was a Kohen, yeah. And the Braita continues, he b'strefa vein boil of b'strefa. When we say he, the pasuk says, etavia he mechalalas, what does the he come to teach us? He b'strefa vein boil of b'strefa. First of all, it teaches us that only she is going to get strefa, not the boil. Usually, according to everybody. Everybody agrees that. And he b'strefa vein zememeh b'strefa. Furthermore, only she would get strefa. Edim zemen against her, like we said before, would not get strefa. Okay. Continues the Braita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer et avia b'strefa v'es chamia b'skila. Rabbi Eliezer says, with or at her father, there's strefa, with or at her father-in-law, it's skila. What that means, the Gemara is going to deal with later, because that line of Rabbi Eliezer's we don't understand b'chlal. So the Gemara is going to give later on in Omer Bey is a couple of different explanations of what Rabbi Eliezer means with that last line. Okay. Thus far the Braita. Now let's start analyzing it. So the Braita started by saying, when it says Uvas Ishkoyin ki Seichel, the word Seichel itself might even imply, even if she's Machal Shabbos, she should get Seifa. So the question is, Chilla Shabbos Bafkila, what are you talking about? If she's Machal Shabbos, she's supposed to get Skila. Why would we think, according to the Chachamim, that she should be downgraded to Seifa? Because she's a Bas Koyin. Omar Rabba, Hamani Rab Shimini. So Rabba says, Rabbah says, okay, this guy's asking to be a coin to Rabbah Shimon. Right. Therefore, Sakatayta Chamina. Now, so why would we think that as a Bas Kohen? Fine. So Srefa is more stringent, but why would we think that as a Bas Kohen, she should be getting Srefa for Chilul Shabbos? What is Chilul Shabbos? Why is it worse for her as a Bas Kohen than anybody else? You would think. You would think to say like this. Since we see the Torah is machmir on koyanim, the rabbi bohu mitzvah tiseiros, we see that the Torah imposes more mitzvahs on koyanim, for example, who they're allowed to marry, etc. Tidon b'sreifos, you would think by the same logic, therefore, the Torah also wants to be machmir on a bas koyan, that if she does any aveira, that's chayav tefila, or any, at least chil Shabbos, let's say, or whatever, chil Shabbos, let's say, that she should be upgraded to sreifa. Kamash Malan, that is the chiddush. That is the chiddush of the word kisecha liznois. That's not what it means.
Right. Only in cases nos.
Yeah, well, right. So the question is still my shnominei today. Fine, but you would ask why would you think that a bas koyin should be treated more stringently than a male koyin? A male koyin, there's no pasuk that says that he would get straight for chilul Shabbos. Why would we think that a bas koyin should get straight for chilul Shabbos? The answer is, according to everybody agrees that from Mechal Shabbos gets Tefillah. And there's no Hava Amina otherwise. There's no Pasuk that implies otherwise. So why would we think, if we didn't have the word Liznois in our Pasuk, we would think that a Bas Kohen is Mechal Shabbos should get Tefillah. Why should she be treated more stringently than her father or her brothers or her husband or whatever? Yeah. The answer is Kamash Malan, because you would think to say like this: Ihu, when it comes to male koyanim, the ishtariyel Shabbos, the gabi avoda, where they are mutter to be mechal Shabbos in order to do the avoda in the Bes Mikdash, then maybe therefore the Torah is also not going to be, even if they're mechal Shabbos illegally, maybe the Torah is not going to be more so machmir on them to give them Shefer instead of Kila. You would think
What's the
Gemara is saying, because we see that an exception is carved out for Koyanim. They're allowed to shech. They're allowed to do various other
when they do the avodah.
But therefore, we might argue that therefore the Torah is saying, so fine, if the Mechal Shabbos outside of the avodah, yes, they're chayiv misa, but we're not going to make their misa worse than it would be were they a Yisrael. On the other hand, but when it comes to her, given the law yishtal yishabbos legabah, since Shabbos is never mutter to her, and on the other hand, she's also from a family of Koyanim who, in general, more mitzvahs are imposed on them. Ema tidin v'strefa, so you would think maybe indeed she gets strefa. Kamash malan, and that is why the pasuk needs to tell us the word liznois to tell us that not. Because otherwise, you might have thought there's a svara to say that on the one hand, from a family of Koyanim, and on the other hand, not even one of the members of the family was given an exemption for Chilul Shabbos, maybe she should get strefa.
In other words, since the males are not, it's more. Okay, I understand. They work in the avodah; they're not punished like that. So the females also. You could say it both ways. All right.
I don't understand how you think to say it the other way. You see that there's a heter for them, so therefore, even when it's also for them, they shouldn't be worse off than if there was no heter for them at all. But okay.
And she doesn't work.
She doesn't work in the business. Okay. Next, the Braisa had said Yochal Afilu Pnuya. So the Braisa had continued to think, based on the word Liznois, that maybe even if she was a Pnuya, maybe she's also Chayv Srefa. So the question is, what do you mean? All Liznois Ksiv. The Pasuk has to be Mizana. The definition of Znus is that she had a husband. Rashi brings Psukim on that basis. So where do we find that Liznois? That means as a Pnuya. The answer is Kedirab Eliezer. You might argue that the meaning of Liznois could be understood the way Rabbi Eliezer understands it elsewhere. Da'ama, Ponor Yabal, Apnuya Shalei L'Shem Yishus, namely that he says that if an unmarried man and an unmarried woman have relations, Asa Zoyna. That makes the woman a Zoyna, meaning that she's also to marry a Kohen. Now that's not the halacha. But we would have thought, had it not been for the limud that we have in the Pasuk from the Gzeira Shava of Aviyah, we would have thought the same way as Rabbi Eliezer says over there that she's a Zoyna. He might have said over here that, therefore, even if she's a Pnuya, she's considered a Zoyna, and therefore, the Kisecha Liznois, and therefore, Bayesh Kisekhev. He would say the same rule, the same meaning of Zoyna over there in connection with a Koyan would apply over here in the connection with a Bas Koyan, and therefore, she would be Chayav Sefer for Znus as a Pnuya. Therefore, that's it. So in order to tell us that not, is why the pasuk gives us the word aviha, which we use for the Gzeira Shava, as we said. So then we said we continued in the Braisa. So we said maybe not. Maybe the word avia comes to teach us that if she's mezana only with her father does she get straight. But if she's mezana with anybody else, maybe she's not. Maybe not. So the question is, Ela lahoitias kalad, So the question is, Ela mayin niru she's in some avia. So what are you going to tell me then? You're going to think the pasuk is talking about a case she was mezana with her father? Fine, my iri bas koyin. Who cares whether she's a bas koyin in that case? I feel a bas yisrael nami. And if she's a bas yisrael who was mezana with her father, she's also chayv strefer on a different ground, because strefer is a punishment for a man.
And it's fine. She's blemishing her father.
No, but that's not the point. We're saying that. Maybe the word avia comes to teach us a special din. If a bas koyin is mezana with her father, she gets tzreifa. What would be the special din? And if she's a bas yisrael is mezana with her father, she also gets tzreifa. And how do we know that? De'amar Rava, because Rava says later on in our Masechta, Amali Rav Yitzchak bar Avodimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Avodimi told me like this. You don't have actually in the pasuk anywhere where it says explicitly that a man and his daughter are not allowed to have relations. The pasuk says you're not allowed to have relations with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. It never says your daughter. So you could argue it's a kal v'chomer if you can't with your granddaughter, for sure you can't with your daughter. The problem with that is ain't no inshin min adin. You can't punish somebody on the basis of a kal v'chomer. So therefore we need a different limud for it. What is the limud? So Rava says that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avodimi told me, Afya hena hena, afya zima zima. We use a double gzeira shava. We have the word hena, where it says
father and daughter.
The word hena, the pasuk says by your granddaughter. It says ki avos hena, they are your era. Later on in that section, it says over there about your wife's daughter, meaning your stepdaughter, not your natural daughter, but your stepdaughter. The pasuk uses the words that shara hena, their relations, the mother and the daughter, zima yi, and therefore it's nus to have relations of both of them. So we make a gzeira shava between the words. We make a gzeira shava therefore between the words hena to teach us that just like with your wife. The same, and there the policy does spell out that you're not allowed to be mezana with your wife's daughter or your wife's granddaughter. So therefore, we see the daughter and the granddaughter are equated. So the gzeira shava hena teaches us the same thing is true as far as your own granddaughters versus your own daughter.
Not so much more,
because you can't ain o inshin adin, but because of the gzeira shava, and then we have a gzeira shava between the two words zima. Namely, by the case of the mother and the daughter, the pasuk says that the pasuk calls it zima and says it's called it zima, which is nus, and says that they get tzreifa. By the daughter, the pasuk also calls it zima. So therefore, the gzeira shava teaches us that they get the same punishment. So again, bas yisrael is mezana with her father gets tzreifa. So why would we think that the Torah has to tell us that the same applies to a bas koyin? The answer is. You would argue that maybe the pasuk is coming to tell us not like Rava. Fine, Rava has his double gzeira shava. Maybe we don't hold that gzeira shava, and therefore we would say a regular bat yisrael with mezana with her father does not get tzreifa because we have no explicit source in the pasuk for it, and only a bat koyin who does. No, therefore, by saying, since we said the word avia does not mean she was mezana with her father, it means that she was mezana while she had a connection to her husband, which we learned from the gzeira shava of the naira hamayrosa. Therefore, we're left with we can still use rava gzeira shava, hena hena and zima zima, to say that father and daughter get straight, regular bas yisrael, that is. Okay. I'm sorry, I left off one line. You would say, Adirah, since the pasuk is spelling it out by Bas Koyin and not a Bas Yisrael, that should get straight. But maybe we wouldn't hold a brother's din. Kamash Malan that we do. Kamash Malan that we do, because we're not using the word of Avia for that. We're using it for the Gzeira Shah. And therefore it holds, yeah. So therefore it holds Rebbe. Yeah.